The Ray Horner Morning Show, on demand on AkronNewsNow.com and streaming on WAKR.net.
Joining us live right now on 1590 WAKR, my good friend, the mayor of Fairlawn, right down the street here, Bill Roth, is with us. And Bill is busy and certainly working hard when you talk about businesses, development, and such. And Bill, as of yesterday and through this morning, Chris Kepler in our newsroom has been talking about Omnova, possible move out of Fairlawn. What can you tell us here this morning?
Yeah, obviously, we would be disappointed if Omnova makes the final decision to leave our city and the county. We've been negotiating with Omnova for about 18 months on and off, and we've offered them a very aggressive incentive package to keep them in Fairlawn to build their new headquarters here. But right now, it's my understanding, is they are looking north to the city of Beechwood.
Bill, and we were talking about this, is you guys, and it's important to note for you folks of Fairlawn here in the greater Akron area as well, that Bill, and I'll let you expand, your group has really put together a good package of trying to keep them. It's not like you have shut the door and saying, take it or leave it. You guys have really tried hard to make this work. What prompted Omnova maybe to look northeast?
I think it's a combination of factors. One of the issues is they cannot remodel their old headquarters. They actually do not own their old headquarters building. They sold it off years ago. They own the land next to it. And what we offered was to help them to purchase the real estate that they have remaining on Smith Road, help them move their headquarters to Ridgewood and Cleveland Maslin, which is our office park. You know, we have Shulman out there, Advanced Technologies, and assist them in, with the infrastructure in that area, and also have some tax incentives.
Have they been open to negotiations, or have they strictly said, hey, this is what's going to happen, Bill? How is the relationship with them as we speak here today?
Well, the relationship is still good. The negotiations went on and off really for 18 months, which is pretty typical in a situation like this. However, they also hire what they call a site selector, and these individuals are paid by the corporation basically to find what they deem as an ideal site, which usually is going to different communities and marketing their business. You're in competition really with all of Northeast Ohio and sometimes areas outside the state. And the site selector obviously is concentrating on Cuyahoga County.
Bill, I know you're not going to sit there and wallow and a tear in your beer and stuff, but we were mentioning that this would be a big blow for Fairlawn, unfortunately.
Well, it would. I mean, this company's been longstanding for Summit County and also Fairlawn. It's about 4% of our tax revenue base. The good news is, obviously, we have a very diverse tax base. We're not totally relying on any particular company. We also have several companies that are currently discussing with us moving into the city of Fairlawn. So again, I can't disclose those names at this point. So right. We're hopeful we can balance it out. But at the same point, for our area, we'd be very disappointed if they go north. But at this point, Omnova appears to have, they have not made their final decision, but it looks like the arrows are heading north.
All right, Bill Roth with us, Mayor of Fairlawn. Bill, let's talk more about the Walmart Sam's Club situation. And I know we're in Peel's Court, and this doesn't necessarily have so much to do with the move itself, but the road. Start from the ground floor and build up of where you are.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, the original case, which went on for quite a while, is about whether or not the city of Fairlawn had the right to close Rothrock Road. The lower court of common pleas ruled in our favor, which we agree with because we've always believed we acted within our rights as a municipality to be able to close the city street. That decision currently is being appealed by the other side, which again is pretty normal in this type of case, to the Court of Appeals.
Not that you're not disappointed that those two businesses are moving out of Fairlawn to Copley Township. And I wanted to bring that up, Bill, because I know you're disappointed, but that doesn't have much to do with Rothrock Road. You're really looking out for your residents in this situation. And I wanted you to touch on that for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly correct. I mean, our goal all along has been is, you know, if a business moves, they move. You know, we cannot prevent them from moving. They have a right to move anywhere they wish to. But our position has always been is we have our residential stock over there. We have a lot of housing in that area. And frankly, Rothrock's a two-lane road, and you know Rosemont Boulevard is not meant to be a commercial corridor. And our concern has been all along is to keep the heavy traffic out of the residential neighborhood.
Well, that's your major area residential area in Fairlawn.
It's one of them. That's you know, Rosemont Ridge.
Yeah.
And you know, we're talking about a large percent of our housing stock in that particular area. But it also affects other areas of Fairlawn because we have streets that are being used as a cut-through Yeah. They would go to the shopping site. Again, we want to prevent that.
No doubt about that. Now, when and if that move takes place with the Walmart and Sam's Club, are you able to bring clients, and I know you can't disclose names and such, but have there been inquiries into those two buildings, which are primetime spots in Fairlawn?
Yeah, I mean, what you have is the landlord's been very aggressive seeking new tenants for those lease spaces. The issue you have is Walmart and Sam's Club renewed their lease for 5 years for both sites. They did that earlier this year. The problem is, in the lease, there's not a clause that says that they cannot go dark, which means shut their doors. So we could run into a scenario where if Walmart did, in fact, move, then they could still pay rent on the empty stores and force them to remain empty for a five-year period.
Oh, that would sting, huh?
Yeah, it would. And then something like that really is, and to a degree, you can understand why businesses do that for competition. Mm-hmm. But obviously, it really hurts the community when they do that.
No doubt about it. Bill, listen, thanks for coming on this morning. And I know you're hard at work when you talk development and keeping the businesses here and doing all that stuff. We always appreciate your time with us.
No problem. My pleasure.
All right. Bill Roth, Mayor of Fairlawn, with us. Good information this morning.
The Ray Horner Morning Show. On air weekdays 6 to 10 on 1590 WAKR. Streaming live on WAKR.net and AkronNewsNow.com. And on demand at AkronNewsNow.com.